Dr. Critching's office. Oh, don't tell me this is Barbara, the boiled lobster. Oh, it was a grand picnic, Babs. But what a sunburn you got.
The Vaseline Program, presenting a new Dr. Christian prize play called Joyous Heart by Joe Bates Smith of New York City, starring Jean Hersholt as Dr. Christian with Rosemary DeCamp as Judy Price.
Well, Babs, I'm delighted your sunburn's better so soon. I told you it would. Yes, and there are pretty good reasons, too. After all, sunburn is a burn. Petroleum jelly, you know, is widely used by doctors in the surface treatment of burns. And Vaseline Petroleum Jelly is the world's leading brand. Elementary, my dear Barbara. And say, listen to what Vaseline Petroleum Jelly does for your sunburn. First, it helps replace skin oils dried out by the sun. Then it forms a protective film to guard against infecting blisters or cracked skin. And last but far from least, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly cools parched skin, soothes, and helps heal it quickly. Well, next time I bring the food, Louise the lemonade, and you the Vaseline Petroleum Jelly. Jar or handy tube? Well, Baz, we'll leave that up to you. Call up tomorrow. We'll all get together. Goodbye.
Now to our prize play, Joyous Heart. It's late afternoon, and Judy is alone in the office when the outer door opens and slams shut with a lively bang. And Margaret Powers, Judy's lifelong friend, comes excitedly into the room.
Judy! Oh, Judy, darling, thank goodness I caught you before you went home.
Why, Midge Powers, what on earth are you doing here?
Oh, you angel, it's good to see you.
Midge, you should be in bed. Does Dr. Christian know you've left the hospital?
He told me I could come home today. Oh, Judy, I wouldn't have missed this day for worlds. This wonderful, glorious, happy day.
You'd never know you'd been... Why, you look positively radiant.
I am.
Well, what's it all about? What's caused this? Oh, darn that phone. Wait a minute. Dr. Christian's office.
Hurry, Judy. I can't wait to tell you.
Quiet, Major. Chicago's calling.
Chicago?
Hello? Oh, hello, Mrs. Pierce.
It's Mother.
Oh, your child's already left the hospital, Mrs. Pierce. She's right here beside me now.
Let me talk.
Here she is.
Hello, Mother. Yes, darling. Of course I feel all right now. Oh, I have the most glorious surprise for you. You are going to try to come over for my birthday tomorrow, aren't you? Oh, I know how busy. Yes? And Judy's told me you've kept in touch with her about me. But don't worry. Of course I've recovered. Now, wait, here's Judy.
Don't worry about Margaret, Mrs. Pierce. I'd already planned on staying with her a few days if she wants me. Yes. Oh, we'll see you then. Goodbye. Now, will you please tell me what this is all about? You just got out of a sick bed.
Yes, with a joyous heart.
Midge, you've heard from Hal at last.
Better than that. Oh, much better than that.
He's not coming home.
No, Judy, he is home.
You mean... He just walked in?
Out of a dream.
You mean he made the trip across and never wrote you once that he was coming?
No, don't you see? That's why I haven't heard from him for so long. That's why I nearly went out of my mind, thinking all sorts of terrible things. That he'd been killed, shot up by those horrible Japs.
Oh, now calm down. Now, when did he get here?
When I left the hospital this afternoon, went back to that house, felt I couldn't go in. I did. Went in and just sat there. So quiet. Just as lonesome and frightening as it was before I broke up and Dr. Christian took me away. Then the doorbell rang. There was that awful feeling again. This is it. A telegram. This is the end for me.
Yes.
Well, I don't know how I did it, but I... finally managed to drag myself over to the door. Opened it. You were standing there. That's what I've prayed for, dreamed of ever since his letters stopped coming.
Oh, darling, I'm so happy for you.
I was a fool to let myself break up the way I did these past few weeks. I couldn't help it, Judy, not knowing.
Well, let me tell you, you had both Dr. Christian and me worried silly over you. Oh, where's Hal now?
Cleaning up, I guess. left him at home. Such a mess. He's been traveling for days.
Yes.
I wanted you and Dr. Christian to know first. I wanted to tell you myself. You've both seen me through so much.
But how on earth could you leave him?
We've been together since 3:10. I remember looking at the clock before I opened the door. Don't know why especially, except I must have realized somehow this was the turning point in my life.
I know. It's funny how you do some things like that.
Well, now I've got to get some food in the house. I'm going to prepare such a feast. Judy, I'm going to throw red coupons around like confetti.
For the bride, the sun shines on. Isn't that what they say? Oh, this must be Dr. Christian now. Dr. Christian!
I'm back at last, Judy.
Oh, look who's here.
Hello, Dr. Christian.
Why, Margaret Powers.
Ah, just wait till you hear the news.
Why, Margaret, I said you could leave the hospital, but you should go right home.
Don't scold. I feel wonderful. I've had a special medicine today.
Hal has come home.
What did you say, Judy?
My husband's home from the wars, Dr. Christian. Isn't that glorious news?
Why, yes, I...
Well, Dr. Christian, what's wrong?
Aren't you happy for me?
Yes, yes, of course, Margaret.
That's more like it. Now, you both must come over this evening.
I think we might come along now, if we may.
Not on your life. I'm going to spend some time alone with my husband. Well, we'll see you both later.
Let me take you home now.
I've got my own car. First time I've driven in weeks.
Let me drive you.
No, thanks. I do very well.
Margaret, wait.
Don't forget tonight. We'll have a special celebration.
Judy, we've got to stop her.
Why? What's the matter?
We've got to stop that girl.
Well, it's too late now. There she goes.
Oh, I should never let her go home today.
But hell there. You saw how well and happy she looked.
That girl is very ill.
What makes you say that?
Look. Look at this evening paper, Judy.
Hmm? What is it?
Here, on the front page. Right here.
Oh, no. Oh, couldn't there be some mistake? In the paper, I mean?
No, I checked with the newspaper office and the telegraph company, too.
But I don't understand. She said he arrived this afternoon. She answered the door herself. He was standing there.
When was that?
Oh, about 3:10, she said.
That's just about the time the boy said the telegram went out. She really believes her husband has come home.
You think it's wise for me to come along with you, Dr. Christian?
She invited us both, didn't she?
How should I act? I mean, what can I do?
Act as though nothing strange has happened. We've got to pretend along with her for a little while.
What's wrong with her?
Temporary shock, I hope. Remember, Judy, she's been suffering from melancholia for several weeks. She's been thinking about Hal constantly.
Shouldn't we wire her mother?
Not yet. Let's see what we can do.
Dr. Christian. Judy, darling.
I'm afraid we are a little early.
Well, as a matter of fact, I just got home.
We just couldn't wait until tonight.
Well, come on in.
It's good to see you back home again.
Come on into the parlor. Haven't done a thing about dinner yet. You'll both stay, won't you?
No, thanks, Margaret. We just wanted to pay a little call.
Please stay with me.
Why, Midge, what's the matter?
Nothing. It's so quiet in here again.
Here, let me light a lamp.
Dr. Christian, I'm frightened.
What are you afraid of, Margaret?
I can't find Hal anywhere.
Where do you suppose he could have gone?
Well, I brought the things home for supper. Thought he must be upstairs. Sure, I heard the shower running. I knew he'd be back in a minute. Downstairs, I mean. Got so used to seeing him back when he was away.
Margaret.
You don't think someone's playing a trick on me, do you? Hal? Hal, darling, Dr. Christian and Judy are here.
Please sit down.
Look, I even managed to buy some of his favorite cigars for him. You know how hard they are to get.
Let me talk to you.
No, I won't let you.
Oh, Midge, dear, please let Dr. Christian...
No, you're going to tell me I was wrong. Both of you, that's why you came here. You're going to tell me Hal hasn't come home. I know I've been sick.
Well, this is just a temporary shock you've had, Margaret. It's nothing so unusual.
You don't dare tell me he isn't here. You don't dare. You won't tell me that will you, Dr. Christian?
I must tell you that, Margaret. Your husband hasn't come home.
He did come. I know he did. Wait, I can prove it. He brought me flowers. A little yellow bouquet.
Is this the bouquet here on the table?
Why, no. That's just paper. Yellow paper. It's not a bouquet.
It's a telegram. This is what the man gave you.
Where?
Hal hasn't come home. He's been reported missing.
No, Dr. Christian.
That is what this telegram told you.
Reported missing?
This is what caused the shock.
Reported missing? No, it's not true.
What can we do, Dr. Christian?
Let her cry, Judy. The best thing in the world for her right now.
But why? Why would...
You believed it because you wanted it so much.
No.
Oh, Judy.
Yes?
Fix some hot coffee or tea, will you?
Yes, right away. I'll only take a minute.
He was here, Dr. Christian.
Sit down here, Margaret, and relax.
He told me, before he left, that I shouldn't worry. If anything happened, he'd come to me. Let me know some way, but... by some sign that he was still alive, safe.
And then maybe he has, Margaret. Maybe he has come to you this way.
It's not enough. Maybe my mind. If only there was something. Dr. Christian.
Yes, Margaret.
Come with me.
Well, don't you think you'd better sit down?
No, come with me now.
Very well.
Down the hall. Here. This door.
Isn't this Hal's den?
Yes. Kept it locked ever since he went away. Cleaned it spick and span after he left and locked it up. So it'd be waiting for him when he came back. Kept the key, too. So no one else could ever get in.
Yes, I know this room.
Wait. The key never worked easily. Come along in.
You're sure no one's been in this room since Hal left?
No one but me.
It's a very attractive room, Margaret. Hal and I have had many a smoke in here when I would visit.
His books. His chair in front of the fireplace. Everything as he loved it.
But you're letting it get so chilly and so damp.
If he was here today, this is where he'd come. I can't help feeling he has kept his promise. Is that crazy?
No. No, there's a great deal we still don't understand about our minds. Sometimes they seem to function apart from our bodies, beyond our will.
It was so strong today, that feeling that he was here. I must believe it, I must.
Well, then do.
If only there could be some sign.
Dr. Christian.
Oh, we ain't handed then, Judy.
I put your tea in the living room, Midge.
Thank you, Judy. I don't want it.
Oh, please.
Oh, come along now. Please try.
Doctor.
Yes, what is it, Margaret?
What's that there on the rug by your foot?
Why, Dr. Christian, looks like ashes.
Yeah, they're white ashes, like cigar ashes.
You haven't been smoking, have you, Dr. Christian?
Why, no, not a cigar, not even my pipe.
They look like fresh ashes, don't they? Like they've just been dropped.
Yes, but you can't always tell.
Look there in the ashtray on his table by his chair.
Dr. Christian, it's a cigar.
Fresh cigar. Someone's just been smoking.
I did notice the odor when we came in.
So did I just now.
Wasn't there before. I cleaned everything in this room.
That's strange.
No, it's not strange. It's right. And it's real. No matter how it got here, you must tell me he's safe. He came to me this afternoon.
Believe it then.
You've been under a great strain, darling.
Please let Judy take you upstairs.
No. You don't have to worry about me now.
Midge, are you sure?
I know it now.
I think you'll be all right now, Margaret.
I'm glad you both came. Now, could I be alone? I think I want to rest.
I'll stop by in the morning.
Let's go, Dr. Christian.
You don't think I'm completely mad?
No, Margaret. If there's anything you want, don't hesitate to call me.
I won't, Dr. Christian, but I'll be all right. I feel half. No, not happier, but more contented now.
Good night.
Good night. Dr. Christian?
Yes, Judy?
What do you think that was?
I don't know.
Oh, look, there's somebody coming up the walk toward the house.
Yeah, it's old Charlie Bender, isn't it?
The electrician? Oh, yes, it is.
What do you suppose he could be wanting here this time of evening? Oh, let's stop him before he gets on the porch. I don't want Margaret disturbed again tonight.
Oh, good evening.
Good evening, Charlie.
Oh, it's you, Dr. Christian.
Yes, it's Dr. Christian and Miss Price.
Evening, Miss Price.
Good evening.
Were you calling to see Mrs. Powers?
Well, not exactly, you might say. Nothing much, you might say.
Is there something you'd rather not tell us?
Well, as it was going to be a little surprise, you might say.
You might say it, Charlie.
Oh?
Neither Judy nor I will tell.
Well, seeing as how Mrs. Powers will know tomorrow, on her birthday anyhow.
Oh, something in the nature of a birthday surprise?
You might say.
Mrs. Powers returned from the hospital this afternoon.
Oh, that's too bad. I mean, it won't be ready till tomorrow.
What won't be ready?
The den. Mr. Powers' den.
Oh, I see.
I was doing a little work in there while she was in the hospital, fixing everything up. The room hasn't been used since he left.
Mrs. Powers didn't know.
No, that was the surprise.
Well, who told you to do this, Charlie?
Mrs. Powers' mother, Miss Pierce. She didn't expect her daughter out of the hospital and back home till tomorrow, anyhow. Got a letter from her from Chicago telling me she wanted me to fix up the room while her daughter was laid up. Sick, I mean. So it'd be a surprise when she got back.
How did you get in the house?
Well, Mrs.
And
Powers,
into the den?
Mother sent me both the keys. Done a lot of work for her for years before she moved away. She knows she can trust me. Don't tell me nothing's been stolen.
Oh, no, no.
There was. It wasn't by me. Got a letter right here to prove I was told to go ahead. Here, Dr. Christian, you can see for yourself.
Mm. It is from Mrs. Pierce.
Be sure the radio works and the lamps are in good condition. I'm bringing a few new drapes and covers to make the room cheerful. Don't send the bill, as I shall soon be in Riversend and will pay you when I arrive.
There's the proof, you might say.
Were you planning on working at this hall, Charlie?
Oh, no. That's not what I came over for now. Got my part done this afternoon. Just remembered something, though, that had me a little worried. Thought I'd better stop by and check up.
What was that?
Scared I might have burned the house down. Remembered I must have left my cigar somewhere in the den while I was finishing up.
Your cigar's out, Charlie. You don't have to worry.
Well, that is good news. Don't pay to be careless. Well, that finishes me up, I guess. Might say. Well, so long.
Good night, Charlie.
Good night, Mr. Bender. Good
night.
So that was his cigar.
Yes, it was Charlie's cigar.
And not a sign, an omen for Margaret after all.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, Judy.
Why?
What difference does it make how that cigar got there or who put it there? It could still mean something, couldn't it? Well, another day's work finished, Judy.
Except you go right on at night.
Yeah. So does pain and suffering. Oh, isn't that Margaret Powers?
It is, and she's loaded down with bundles. We better give her a lift. Hi, Ned!
Hello there, Margaret.
Oh, Dr. Christian and Judy. What a grand surprise.
And how about a lift home?
Oh, wonderful. My arms are nearly broken.
Well, hop in.
Used up my last bit of gas yesterday.
You're certainly looking well, Margaret.
Yes, Midge. I haven't seen you since... Yes, I know. That day. What on earth's in all those packages?
Drapes for the front room, new lampshades, and ashtrays.
Oh, you've been on a shopping spree.
Well, now that Mother's had Hal's den fixed over, I've got to make the rest of the house match. Want him to find his house all shining and beautiful when he gets home.
Have you heard anything more, Margaret?
No. No, not a word. But I know he'll come back. least I'm going to keep on hoping and praying.
Well, here we are.
Well, thanks so much, Dr. Christian.
Can't I help you with those bundles?
No, thanks. I can manage. Well, thanks again.
Oh, she's dropped everything.
You stay here, Judy. I'll help up to the door.
How awkward of me.
I hope you didn't break anything.
No, I don't think so.
Here. Let me open the door.
I have the key right here.
Well, there we are.
Dr. Christian, when I said thanks just now, I meant it for everything. Your concern, your help that day.
Oh, after all, Margaret, that's little enough to offer.
You almost made me believe that cigar and those ashes on the floor were really Hal.
Then you did know?
Yes. Guess I knew all the time that someone had to leave them. They couldn't just get there out of the blue.
They were left there by Charlie Bender when he fixed the radio.
I know. Mother told me she'd given him the key. But you made me realize they could mean something else. That they could be a sign to have faith.
Oh, I'm glad to see you back to normal, Margaret. Good night.
It's all you're doing, Doctor. Good night.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting, Judy.
What on earth were you two talking about that was so interesting?
Oh, cigars and white cigar ashes.
Then she knows.
Of course she knows, Judy. But she needed something like that, something tangible to hang on to. Even if it was nothing more than a half-smoked cigar. It's odd sometimes, the funny little things that can work miracles.
And the curtain descends on another Dr. Christian Prize play, and our star, Jean Hersholt, is waiting to greet you. Men, millions of people have dry scalp. You may have it and not even realize it. Is your hair dry, unruly? Does it shed unsightly dandruff flakes? If you notice either of these signs of dry scalp, start using Vaseline Hair Tonic today. Combat dry scalp. Get extra protection against the drying effects of hot summer sun, drying wind, water. Yes, Vaseline Hair Tonic checks dry scalp quickly, easily, by supplementing the natural scalp oils. It contains no alcohol or other drying ingredients. Shake 5 drops a day on your comb or directly on your hair to check dry scalp. Give your hair a neat, well-groomed look. Also, massage your scalp before shampooing with Vaseline Hair Tonic to loosen dandruff, relieve itchy tightness. Vaseline Hair Tonic is the ideal care for scalp and hair. Remember, more bottles of Vaseline Hair Tonic are sold today than any other hair tonic in America. Vaseline Hair Tonic is one of the many Vaseline brand products made by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline. And now here is Jean Hersholt.
Thank you very much. Tonight's prize play, Joyous Heart, was written by Joe Bates Smith of New York City, author of many radio plays. Next week, we plan to present the prize play, The Liar, by George D. Griffin of Washington, D.C. We invite you all to join us again next Wednesday evening to hear the Vaseline program, same time and same station. And until then, I'll say, good night.
Work hard today. Hard work often means sore hands, especially gardening, housework, or war work. Smooth on Vaseline petroleum jelly before starting work after washing up. Makes grime easier to remove. Less apt to irritate. Get, use Vaseline petroleum jelly. Don't miss next week's interesting Dr. Christian play, The Liar. Bob Anderson speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.